Gentlemen, that completes our agenda for the evening. Before we adjourn, I do want to thank all of you for your patience. You've been sitting here almost 3 hours. We do appreciate your comments, and it does make a difference. As you can see, we need some time to think about what you told us, and we're do the best job that we can with the information we have. And once again, thank you for your participating in the process. Mr. Lang, is there anything else for the good of the order?
No, sir.
Is there I circulated an email earlier this week about the time of the November 10th meeting. Is that even possible? I didn't hear from you. I heard from a lot of other folks, but
I was out of your state, so I didn't see it
until
today. But the only thing that you could have a problem with is that if you change the time to 3, the people that are typically participating in our public hearing process for the one occasion might just assume without thinking that it's 6 and not show up. And I don't want an applicant not to show up.
I think if we were to do something like that, we would have to make an effort to contact those folks and let them know. But my only concern was is that we typically don't have a meeting the night before a holiday. I know November is always a difficult month because we have Election Day, Return Day, Thanksgiving.
And we have to meet twice.
I know, and we have to meet twice. So if that's, but I just threw it out there. If it's not a, we need to.
I did ask council not too long ago if we have to meet twice.
I think we do.
I just asked, I want to get it clarified to make sure.
Well.
Because other counties, they take off a couple months in some time.
We serve at their pleasure, whatever they tell us to do.
When is our next public hearing?
Our next meeting?
Next public hearing is October
14th.
3 weeks.
Yep. 14th, 28th, then it goes.
You guys
are going
to forget the way to the courthouse.
Okay. Right now, I will say that I believe the total number of applications that we have that have not been advertised, including one on Stacy's desk that just came in today, and two on mine, is 15.
Hmm. Well, down from what, 150 5 years ago?
Yeah,
anything else to go to the order, gentlemen? Yes, sir.
One thing, there's the information that Jennifer Volker, the watershed's assessment of DENREC, that at one point there was a possibility she was going to give a PowerPoint presentation in front of the commission in late spring. It's my understanding that they've got their draft ready. This is on the EPA mandate, Chesapeake Bay Watershed. And I believe they're going to be providing sort of a public forum for all interested stakeholders at Dell Tech. And I think that is October the 11th. But if anybody has any interest in attending, I'll try to knock that date down. But I'm finding now I won't see you before the 14th.
Okay.
The one thing it's been discussed about changing the meeting in November, which is an eve before Veterans Day, to an earlier time. It should be in the form of a motion. We haven't done that. If you want to do that.
What's the day of that meeting?
November 10th.
November 10th.
Mr. Chairman.
That's scheduled to be on your, when you approved your annual. Right. Scheduled for that Wednesday instead of Thursday.
Yeah, I know.
We did that intentionally at that time.
Right.
Because we don't have Thursdays to fit in on election years. Because of Returns Day, Thanksgiving, and all that. So.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we change the time of our November 10th regularly scheduled meeting from 6 p.m. to 3 p.m.
It's moved and seconded to change the regularly scheduled meeting time of our November 10, 2010 meeting from 6 p.m. to 3 p.m. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Mr. Lang, does that give us time with the advertisements?
Haven't scheduled for that date yet. I think that's the next scheduled date.
Anything else for good of the order, gentlemen? All right, there being nothing, we stand adjourned.